You're listening to The Oddscast, the original UFC betting podcast that's straight to the point. Hosted by leading MMA oddsmaker Nick Kalikas and MMA journalist Brian Heminger, they provide you the absolute best UFC betting info, picks, statistics, and analysis from the most respected authority in mixed martial arts betting, MMAoddsbreaker.com. Don't place your wagers without us.
Welcome to a special version of the Oddscast called the Combate Cast, presented by BetDSI. I'm Brian Heminger, joined today by leading mixed martial arts oddsmaker Nick Kalikas to break down this Friday's Combate 40 event, which takes place in Hidalgo, Texas. Nick recently began a working agreement with Combate, so you can expect more of these brief event previews moving forward. Combate is the top Latin American MMA promotion in the world, and their promotion does things a little differently. Their fight cards typically air the main event and co-main event in the middle of the show, so we'll be going through the bout order as it's currently scheduled. Combate 40 features a 9-fight card in total, and we will be previewing the top 7 fights on the card, and the event will be aired on DAZN this Friday night. Let's dive right in. Now, the first bout will be previewing is a middleweight contest featuring Elias Urbina, who is 3-1, and Carlos Martinez, who is 5-2. Now, Nick, where did this fight open, and how has the public shifted things so far?
Before we get started, quick shout out to all the crew at Combate Americas. I'm very pleased to be working with those guys. They're doing some special things, and I'm glad to be on board. Getting right into the fights, as Brian just mentioned, Urbina versus Martinez. The opener was Urbina minus 250. The comeback on Martinez around plus 190. And right now, what we're seeing out there in the market, it looks like it's minus 645 plus 445 right now for Urbina. So needless to say, steam, early action coming in on Urbina. A lot of people trying to throw him in parlays where they can as well. And a lot of confidence in Urbina. Of course, Urbina is a tough 23 veteran. He ended up losing to Spicely on the show. So he's got some UFC experience and on his resume for sure, which I know a lot of the diehard bettors are going to like that. And of course, the Urbina bloodline, his brothers are also competitive in mixed martial arts. His older brother being a UFC vet, of course, as well. So they're definitely mixed martial artists, and they're solid across the board. I mean, Urbina actually has a win over Norman Parisi as well on the Ultimate Fighter. So he had a shot on Dana White Contender Series, lost to Bema Lewis. So a lot of solid real-time experience. I think a lot of people are seeing the potential and the talent that Urbina has. So I'm really glad to see him on this Combate card because I do think the guy's a very good prospect. He's only 25 years old, and he's only going to get better. So again, well-rounded, very talented. He's solid everywhere, good on the feet. He's a southpaw. He boxes and kicks, mixes in his kicks well. He's got some wrestling, jiu-jitsu, so he's a very complete fighter, but he does have some holes in his games. His conditioning at times as the fight progresses starts to slow down a little bit. He can get put on his back. He can be controlled a little bit. He has been clipped. He's been rocked in the past as well. So in my opinion, Martinez is probably a little bit more of a stern test than most people are coming in believing. Now, there's not a lot of information out there on Martinez, I realize, but he's a pretty solid fighter. From what I gathered, he's aggressive. He's strong. He definitely has some power on the feet, but he's a bit slow. So I think Urbina can win some of the stand-up exchanges. Where it's going to come down to, I think, for Martinez the most is probably utilizing some of his wrestling. He does have some wrestling. He's got some good ground and pound, and he does look to finish on the ground as well. So I think early on, Martinez is going to have to hang in there. And as it progresses, the fight goes on. If he can hang in there and get past round one, I think the door opens wide for him, and he could potentially steal this fight. But not confident enough, as Urbina is the better fighter. He's more complete all around. And I do think the public is on the right track here with the betting. So I'm going to pick Urbina to win this fight. Where the current betting odds are now, there's no value left at all. In fact, it's probably a dog or pass situation where it's at now because I think people are underestimating Martinez at this point. But it should be a good fight, and I'm looking forward to it. But my official pick would definitely be Urbina to get the W here.
Next up, we're dropping down to the lightweight division for a preliminary card fight between Jose Flores, who is 7-1, and Eduardo Bustillos Martinez, who is 5-4. Now, Nick, what's the MMA oddsmaker's perspective on this one?
I opened Flores minus 1,800, the comeback on Bustillos Martinez at plus 900. And right now what we're seeing over at BetDSI is around minus 1,200, the comeback around plus 660. So obviously line monitors have tightened up a little bit. More actually coming in on that plus 900 price tag. And that's honestly the way I wanted to go with this fight. You know, Flores, in my opinion, another solid fighter, another very experienced fighter. He's obviously competed on the Dana White Contender Series as well. Unfortunately for him, he lost to Frivola. He lost by arm triangle choke, but man, he showed his toughness in that fight. Definitely the guy has some skill. He's got some talent on the feet. He's got a well-rounded game in his own right, of course. And he's fought solid competition even before the UFC, and the guy has displayed some very good stand-up skill, some very good, like I said, ground skill as well, his toughness. I mean, he's going to have some length in this fight as well. So I just think stylistically it's a very bad matchup for Bustillos Martinez. I mean, he's an aggressive fighter for sure. Not the most technical at times, but he can be dangerous on the feet. I mean, he's a very unorthodox, and he does attack with some power. He's got a very good guillotine choke you have to be cautious about as well. But outside of that, honestly, I think Flores is going to be able to school him everywhere this fight takes place. I just think Flores just outclasses Martinez here. That's why I opened it up so big. And again, we're hoping to attract some dog money here for the sports books, and that's what's going on right now. So unless Martinez pulls off a surprising, shockingly win, in my opinion, I think the sports books are going to be in good shape here. And if I was you guys, I would probably stay away from the dog here, because I don't really think there's value, even though it does have a big price. So my pick is Jose Flores. I think he's going to shine in this fight. I think he probably ends up finishing this fight in later round one. And Flores is one to watch out for. Again, I think he's going to bounce back and be in more of the public spotlight, especially after he gets a highlight reel type of finish here. So the pick is Flores. And obviously, I'm not going to recommend a play around minus 1,200 or more. So you just kind of sit back and watch and enjoy this fight. But look out for Flores. He's definitely one to keep an eye on.
Moving on, we have another lightweight contest between Elias Rodriguez, who is 6-1, and Juan Gonzalez, who is also 6-1. Now, Nick, where did this fight open, and how has the public shifted things so far?
I opened Rodriguez minus 155, Gonzalez plus 125. And right now, looking over at BetDSI, we are seeing Rodriguez at minus 180, the comeback around plus 150 on Gonzalez. So more action coming in on Rodriguez. I'm not really surprised. This is a tough fight. I mean, both these guys coming in with a pretty solid resume. I think both these guys are very talented. Getting into Rodriguez first, obviously, as a favorite, and that's where the action is coming in early on. I understand it. I mean, I think the guy is a very talented fighter in his own right. He's kind of got one of those short, stocky, powerful frames. I mean, he's not very tall for the weight class at 155 pounds, but man, the guy is solid. I mean, he's a very powerful guy again. He's got a solid chin, absorbs a lot of punishment on the feet. I mean, that's the thing. Defensively on the feet, there is a concern with him, but man, the guy has a very solid chin. I mean, he just absorbs punishment, keeps on coming forward, and he swings for the fences when he swings, man. I'll tell you what, he definitely tries to take your head off. He's got that kind of power. So he's heavy-handed and accurate with his punches as well. Now, in my opinion, his best attribute is also getting the fight to the floor. He does have some good wrestling. He does have some good ground and pound, and he looks for some submission finishes as well. So that's the type of fighter you're getting with Rodriguez. He's a strong, stocky fighter that's going to come in aggressive, looking to take your head off. He's able to get the fight to the ground in most cases and able to finish it there. So that's what you're getting with Rodriguez. Very solid. I think he's going to open up some eyes here as well, but he's facing in Juan Gonzalez, a very talented fighter in his own right. A guy that's been around the game for a while, has a ton of experience. He has a 6-1 pro record, but his amateur record is actually, more than that as well. He's got a few more fights in the amateur realm as well. So I think he's more experienced than his actual resume shows. He's a very solid fighter, has some length over Rodriguez, obviously, that he's going to have to utilize. He's a smart fighter, though, from what I've seen, and he does utilize that length well. So I think he's going to probably try to keep Rodriguez at space and, you know, at his distance, and try to utilize some of that striking ability that he's got and that length. Now, his kicking game is pretty solid. He's more of a point fighter from Gonzalez. You're not going to see him throw a lot of thunder in his strikes. He's going to look to, like I said, move around, kind of land those shots, keep the distance in where he wants it, and try to have some success that way. Now, he does have decent ground awareness as well. Pretty solid overall on the ground, but I don't think he wants to mess with Rodriguez too much that way. I think his path to victory is probably keeping this fight upright, and kind of having that sprawl brawl plan. And like I said, outpointing Rodriguez as Rodriguez comes in with a heavy thunder. So in my opinion, as this fight progresses, Gonzalez is probably going to have his chances as it goes, but Rodriguez is going to come in like a freight train early on. I think both these guys are tough enough to absorb what they each throw at each other here. So probably is going to go some length in this fight, but I'm expecting it to be a good fight. I would go probably in this spot here with the dog money and Gonzalez as the fight kind of climbs up a little bit in the betting odds. I mean, closer to 2-1. I think there is some value that opens up in Gonzalez. Like I said, from what I've seen, I've been more impressed with Rodriguez. I think he's more likely to finish this fight, but I think Gonzalez is a smart enough fighter with his length and with his skill set that he could probably utilize that to outpoint Rodriguez to a win. So I think it's a dog or pass situation, and there might be a little bit of value that opened up on Gonzalez at the current price tag at plus 150. So the pick for me, I'm going to go with the upset here, and I'm going to pick Gonzalez to get the W here. Like I said, I'm very impressed with Rodriguez, but I just think Gonzalez at the price tag is probably worth a little look.
Now, skipping straight to the co-main event of the evening, in a 150-pound catchweight, we have Alejandro Martinez, who is 4-3, taking on Enrique Gonzalez, who is 7-3. Now, Nick, what's the MMA oddsmaker's perspective on this one?
I opened Enrique Gonzalez minus 325, a comeback on Alejandro Martinez at plus 245. And right now what we're seeing with Gonzalez, he's at minus 345, the comeback plus 265. So line margins have tightened up a little bit. Two action is coming in on this fight here as well. I'll tell you what, this is a great fight. I mean, a really good fight. I've been nothing but impressed with Gonzalez. I mean, if you look at some of his past fights, he's only 21 years old, and he has an impressive resume already. I mean, he's got a loss to Bobby Moffitt, and if you go back and watch that fight, that was a very close competitive fight. Bobby Moffitt, obviously a UFC veteran right now, he's had some success early on, and a lot of people do respect his skill set. So for Gonzalez being 21 years old and fighting at that level of competition, I mean, it tells you what he's made of here for sure. I think the guy is a very good fighter. Again, he's got a well-rounded skill set. He's got very good hands. He's got power in his boxing. He's solid everywhere. Good ground and pound when he takes it to the floor. He's got this sneaky right uppercut that, man, if he drills you with it, I mean, it's lights out. So he definitely has skill everywhere the fight takes place. Like I said, his takedown defense will hold up okay as well. I mean, if you look back at some of those fights, he's the type of guy that, I mean, opponents try to take him down because he does have that kind of knockout power in the feet, but he's getting better. He's training. He's getting that game up to par where it's hard for these wrestlers to take him down. So where he's at right now, I really think that sky's the limit for him. And at 21 years old, watch out. He's a serious prospect. So watch out for Baby Bull Enrique Gonzalez. But he's going to have his hands full on Alejandro Martinez, no doubt. I mean, if you look at Martinez's resume on paper, it's pretty solid. He's fought some good competition. I mean, if the win-loss part of it, 4-3, I believe, isn't that pretty. But he's better than that record indicates for sure. He's a powerful striker with some sub-ability to go along with it. So he's not just a one-trick pony. If you look at a lot of his fights, Martinez is the type of fighter that likes to stand up. He likes to exchange. He likes to throw some thunder as well. He's got some sneaky good kicks that he throws at you. So I was impressed. I mean, this guy is a very talented fighter. Again, way better than his record indicates. So I think it's a very good test for Gonzalez here. But when it comes down to it, I think as the fight progresses a little bit, it'll be close. I mean, and Baby Bull Gonzalez has to be careful because, again, Martinez's striking is a lot better than most people think. And with those sneaky kicks, head kicks, body kicks, everything that he throws at you, and he throws with power, that's where Gonzalez has to be cautious. But as the fight progresses, again, it's another one of these cases where I think Gonzalez is the better fighter, and it's going to show. I think Gonzalez is going to start taking over the fight, and we're going to see this kind of drag out and be more of a war with Gonzalez taking over and taking control and maybe finishing it by fight end. But if not, I think Gonzalez gets the scorecards as well. So where it's at right now, I think it's a fair price because I do think it's going to be a competitive fight, but I think Gonzalez is going to win this fight. So my pick is Enrique Gonzalez. And again, at 21 years old, definitely watch out for this guy. Sky's the limit for him, and I think he's going to make some noise as his career continues to progress.
Now, dropping down to the featherweight division for the main event of the evening, we have Ricky Palacios, who is 11-1, taking on Cooper Gibson, who is 9-2. Now, Nick, where did this fight open, and how has the public shifted things so far?
This is a great fight. So main event time, as Brian just mentioned, Ricky Palacios, Cooper Gibson. I opened Palacios minus 375, the comeback on Gibson at plus 285. And right now what you're seeing over at BetDSI is Palacios minus 430, the comeback on Gibson around plus 320 or so. So line marks have tightened up again. Two-way actually coming into this fight, leaning a little bit towards Palacios' way, of course. I mean, this guy's a homegrown talent again from Kabate. You got to take your hat off to them. They found a really solid fighter, Ricky Palacios, that they've kind of, you know, obviously he's fought outside of Combate as well, but in my opinion, he's more of a homegrown product. Like I said, and this guy, another Dana White Contender Series veteran, he won his fight on the Contender Series, actually. So this guy, honestly, he's ready for the big leagues and he's ready to headline cards as he has in the past as well. So Palacios is legit. The guy has very good stand-up game. He's got good takedown defense. He's got that toughness. He's got that aggression. He's got big power, especially in his right hand. Really strong body kicks. He keeps a very high pace. I mean, there's like I said, nothing to not like about Palacios with his fighting style. I mean, the guy brings it. He's faced some very, very good competition, so he's been battle tested as well. And here's another one in Cooper Gibson, though, man. I tell you what, they're not really throwing him a bone here and giving him an easy win. So you got to take your hat off again to Combate for this one, because Cooper Gibson is a savvy vet in his own right. I mean, he's an experienced veteran, recently back in the cage after a few years off. So that is a little bit of a concern, but man, he's talented and well-rounded. I mean, I think he shows off some nice striking. He's got fast hands, clean boxing. He's very flexible and delivers his kicks very well. So, I mean, on the feet, he's a little bit unorthodox, but with clean technique, I mean, with the angles that he uses. And then again, before you know it, he mixes up his kicking and punching combinations well. But he also has some wrestling and good jiu-jitsu to go along with it. So this guy is the type of fighter that can mix it up. He's got good experience in his own right. He's got a good track record. I mean, he's a finisher, and he's going to have some length over Palacios in this fight. So I think this is a very good main event. And I think, like I said, Cooper Gibson is probably flying under the radar here, but he's going to give Palacios everything he can handle. So in my opinion, this is going to go back and forth. It should be a very fun fight. I just think it's going to come down to Palacios' toughness and his pace as this fight progresses again. I think it'll be close, competitive. Cooper Gibson will have his moments, but I think by fight end, I think we'll see Palacios being the guy that comes forward a little bit more, the one that's throwing more aggressively towards the end and landing the harder shots as well. So I'm expecting Palacios again to get either a late finish or win on the scorecards here. So Palacios is the win, is the pick for me. I think I expect him to get the win here, but it is kind of tough again to lay 4-1 because I do think Cooper Gibson is a very good fighter. So well-matched fight here. Looking forward to this main event as well.
Next up, dropping down to the women's strawweight division for a main card bout, we have Paulina Vargas, who is 4-0, taking on Desiree Yanez, who is 4-1. Now, Nick, what's the MMA oddsmaker's perspective on this one?
Up in Vargas -450, the comeback on Yanez at +300. And right now what you're seeing over at BetDSI, it's all the way down to -290 for Vargas and +225 for Yanez. I'm not really that surprised. I mean, Yanez, of course, a very good fighter in her own right. She's got some, I think a good fan base going for her. I mean, she's in the spotlight. She's been in LFA on Access TV before as well. So I think obviously with her boyfriend, husband, it should be training with her alongside her, and he's got a name going for him as well. I think she's got a lot of talent and a lot of potential. She's a solid fighter. So this is another great matchup here that they put together. Very solid fighter. And at that dog price, I'm not surprised that people came in and grabbed some of it early on, but I'll get into the details of why I opened it so high here in a minute. But getting into Yanez first, I mean, she, like I said, she's a solid fighter. She likes to brawl, primarily likes to box, use her hands, pushes forward a little bit. She does throw some good kicks, has some good offensive jiu-jitsu as well, but defensively, she leaves her chin up, which is a bit of a concern for me, and is a bit concerning on the ground too. So I think what it is with Yanez is she's a warrior. She comes forward. She comes to fight. Like I said, she has that brawling style, that mentality that she's in your face, and she has some good knockout power. I'll tell you what, we don't see a lot of knockouts in the ladies divisions at times, but Yanez is the type of fighter that could definitely deliver the punishment and get the knockout win over most. So Yanez is that type of fighter. Again, very impressed. She's fun to watch fight as well, and she's going to bring it. So Vargas has to be careful. I just think that Vargas is a little bit ahead of her right now. I think Vargas is an impressive prospect, in my opinion. She's got a very technical skill set. She's more technical all around than Yanez is. She's got some very clean, effective striking, good footwork, head movement. I like her defense a little bit better now. She is hittable, though, still, despite that. I mean, like I said, I think Yanez keeps her chin up a little bit more and has worse defense. But again, Vargas, even though her defense is a little bit more sound, she's still very hittable as well. And so she has to be cautious, because if Yanez gets through, then there could be some issues here for sure. But I do like Vargas's overall game. I mean, she's good in the clinch. She got decent kicks to go along with those punches that were clean, like I said. She does take the fights to the floor when she needs to. And that's the difference here, I think, with Yanez and Vargas. I think on the feet, it'll be fairly competitive. They'll exchange, and it'll be a fun fight to watch. But when Vargas gets in trouble, we've seen it in the past. I mean, she got dropped in a fight in the past on the feet out of nowhere, and then she ended up immediately taking the fight to the ground and just kind of changing gears and changing the complexion of the fight and then just dominating on the ground as well. So Vargas has that in her. I think that's why she's more of the complete fighter, because I just trust her a little bit more as far as her fight IQ and her ability to kind of adapt as the fight goes and get this fight to the ground and get it where she needs to be to get the W here. So again, I'm expecting fireworks in this fight, another outstanding matchups. Both of these ladies are very good, very talented. So, I mean, the high chalk is probably very surprising to most of you. Again, people are coming in on the dog, but I think overall, by fight ends again, you're going to see Vargas pulling out the win here. It'll be a competitive decision, I'm sure, as a lot of high-level lady fights are. But I think that this one here in particular is going to be with Vargas kind of outpointing Yanez, doing some damage on the feet, getting the takedowns, and then just either finishing on the ground or riding out a decision win. So the pick is Vargas. And as this price drops a little bit, you might want to consider throwing Vargas in a parlay or two, because I think there is a little bit of value as the price drops again, because she is the more complete fighter. Even though it's a stern test, I believe she's going to get the W here.
Now, last but not least, we have a bantamweight contest featuring DJ Fuentes, who is 13-11, taking on CJ Hamilton, who is a 14-7. Now, Nick, where did this fight open, and how has the public shifted things so far?
CJ Hamilton opened minus 1,100. The comeback on DJ Fuentes at plus 600. This is another great fight. Right now, over at BetDSI, we're seeing CJ Hamilton minus 1130, the comeback plus 530 on Fuentes. More action coming out of Fuentes early on. Nothing crazy though. But again, I mean, with a high price, I'm saying it's a good fight, because it really is. I mean, if you watch Fuentes fight again, he's better than his record indicates, for sure. Fuentes is a tough guy. He's experienced. He's well rounded in his own right as well. He's not that great on the feet. He's got a basic skill set, decent jab, capable of some leg kicks. But he does seem unsure and tentative at times, especially when somebody's aggressive and pushing a high pace towards him. I think that's when he kind of freezes up a little bit, and that's when he doesn't fight up to his ability. But when you give him time and you let him start getting comfortable and setting the fight, man, this guy can be dangerous. Again, he's got some power on the feet. He pushes a high pace. He's fought some good fighters in the past as well, so he's very experienced. And he does have a bit of ground game to go along with it. So he is, like I said, a very complete mixed martial artist, and he's better than his record indicates. But I just think he's outclassed. Last year, I open up, obviously, Hamilton a high favorite for a reason. Hamilton, for those of you guys that are wondering where you heard that name, of course, he's another one of these guys that was on the Dana White Contender Series. And he did suffer a loss to Casey Kenney. But Casey Kenney, we just saw him beat Ray Borg in the UFC. Very talented fighter. So Hamilton's one of these guys, in my opinion, that's just right there. He's always been kind of on that line where, I mean, the UFC was about to sign him. I mean, he's always been in that spot. So I think it's a great pickup from Combate here, because I think CJ Hamilton is definitely a very talented fighter. So with that said, I just think he's going to be faster. He's going to be longer a little bit in this fight, as far as pure reach goes. I think that speed and the ability and that unorthodox technique that he throws is going to just be too much for Fuentes. Now, the problem with CJ Hamilton that I don't like at times is, as the fight progresses again, he does tend to slow down, and his aggression starts to kind of, you know, be a little bit less of an impact in fights as well. So I think CJ needs to keep his foot on the gas here against Fuentes, and he's going to have a lot of success doing so. So, but in my opinion, overall, there's no question who the better fighter here is. That's why I opened him such high chalk. I think it is going to be a fun fight, especially early on, but I just think CJ Hamilton is going to be the one landing with that speed, with that precision. I think with his ability to just mix things up well, I think he's going to outpoint Fuentes and maybe even finish him as well. So I don't think there's some value on Fuentes. That's why I had to open it this high. I think if CJ Hamilton honestly loses this fight, it's a shame, because he should get the W here. I mean, it's his fight to win or lose, no doubt. And he is a very talented fighter. So despite it being competitive for a certain amount of time, I think CJ Hamilton does pull away with the win. Now again, at the betting line, I'm not going to recommend a bet at around 11 or 12 to 1 on Hamilton. It's one of those spots where you sit back and kind of watch it play out a little bit, and it should be a fun fight. So CJ Hamilton's aside. And again, from top to bottom, this card is pretty good. You have a mixture of kind of homegrown talent with some UFC veteran type of feel to it. So I think it's going to be a fun card, and it all takes place on DAZN at 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys check out Combate 40, Combate Texas, this Friday night on DAZN at 10 p.m. Eastern.
So that'll do it for our full event breakdown for Combate 40. Make sure to check out Big Marley's plays on MMAoddsbreaker.com. He has fantasy MMA picks and bets available there. You can follow at MMA OB Premium on Twitter. And also, special thanks to BetDSI. Good luck, everyone, and hopefully the betting gods are on your side this weekend.